Hi, I'm James Finkelstein, but you probably know me as Diamond Jim. When I was a kid, I loved to dance. Well, I wasn't much to look at. I never hung out with the guys. I couldn't run very far or very fast, but I could dance. That's why I opened my dance studio, Diamond Jim's Dance-O-Rama, Montana's only place to learn every form of dance known to man, and three that aren't. That's Diamond Jim's Dance-O-Rama, the biggest, most successful dance studio in the world. That's right, most successful. Take that, Jake McMackle. How's the night shift at Army Street in ya? Oh, and how about you? Do you like my giant yacht, Kevin Garrity? There's not even an ocean here, but I got one anyway, and I named it the SS Jake and Kevin Suck. I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich! Join us Saturdays for our hip-hop dance for teens. Complimentary punch and pie for all. That's Diamond Jim's Dance-O-Rama. Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Wow, what's going on today?
Spam.
I love spam.
Do you?
Yes, let's have lunch.
Does it clog up your email?
No.
Okay.
I love it. Nobody
likes
it. Gives me something
to
read. Okay. I feel like I'm important when I go on my email and I have like 57 messages. I'm like, I'm going to read all of these. And it kills like an hour and a half. And
there you go.
You
know, then you're done.
Yeah. Okay. One of these days, I'm going to get that money from that Nigerian prince.
Oh, well, you know.
It's in the mail.
One of those.
I've sent to my social security number 5 times.
Okay.
Anyways, also good food. It's delicious.
I'm not a fan of spam. I'm assuming I'm not a fan of spam.
You should try it. I had some during the hurricane. We had, you know, after the hurricane, because I had stuff left over and we didn't, you know, need it.
So, how did you eat it? Did you like fry it?
Or? I fried it. Yeah, I made spam burgers and I made some fried spam sandwiches. I cut some up and put it with some mac and cheese. It was good. And the kids loved it. So chopped up,
interesting.
Fried,
chopped up, fried,
not fried, but you know, in a frying pan.
Yeah.
Sauteed. Yeah, whatever. It was delicious.
Now, do you have to put down like oil to do it?
It comes with its own oil.
Oh, good.
There's plenty of oil in
there.
That's
good.
You don't need any. Anyways.
Okay. Another song off of UHF. We just did one earlier.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes, exactly. This is a parody of REM's Stand.
Yes.
This was recorded on May 24th, 1989. And it was also on the Food album.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And the real album came out on July 18th, 1989, like we just talked about.
Good year.
Yes, exactly. No, I don't think it has anything to do with tires.
Well, you know, you got to listen, you know, with your heart, not with your ears.
In his notes on Permanent Record, Weird Al says, it was fun to pick apart and figure out some of those subliminal parts, parts that would fade in and out, little bell sounds, things you don't really hear on your first listen.
Yeah, he's always said, he really likes the REM jingle jangly sound, and he went back to that later for a style parody. We'll get to that eventually, but
That's the thing is like that, at least that means that he was interested, because overall this song is kind of boring.
Yeah. I mean, like, the original song is too. I think that's kind of the point. Yeah.
Then that's the hard part. But if there's these weird subliminal things that he's looking for, then at least that's given him a challenge. And then you're like, oh, okay. So this is why you did this song.
Okay.
Because at first you're just like, really? That boring song by REM?
I kind of liked it. I mean,
In the moment, it was fun for
it was
that
catchy.
Time. But now it's just like, okay.
It doesn't hold up extremely well. But I remember at the time, I liked Stand. It was like, it was different. Like you said, it had that jingle jangly weird subliminal sounds and little things going on here and there you wouldn't really catch. I don't know. I mean, it's no Losing My Religion, but it was a good song at the time.
Yeah. Okay. So
disagree.
Couple of quotes. Well, a couple of quotes from REM.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Guitarist Peter Beck wrote, "It's the stupidest song we've ever written."
Not true.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, though. And then Michael Stipe was like, apparently Michael Stipe was talking about with some people about
Shiny Happy People.
No, like
he
old
hates that song.
Old like 60s pop tunes, bubblegum stuff.
Right.
And he's like,
Anyone can do better than that. Yes, I remember hearing that quote.
And then he wrote, I wrote the most inane lyrics I could.
I thought that quote was about Shiny Happy People.
Well, apparently
he said something similar about that one as well.
Maybe
he hates
there's
that
a
song
theme.
And he's like, I can make an easy pop song, it'll be number one. I thought that was about Shiny Happy People.
Well, was maybe it about it's about both. I mean, I found it for Stand.
Okay.
So.
I could be wrong. It's likely because you do more research than me. But I had always thought that quote was about shiny, happy people.
Research.
I don't. So anyone would do more research than me.
It's
but I remember hearing that quote.
The Stand was also the theme song to Get a Life from 1990 to 1992.
Yes. I love that show. Oh, man. I love that show.
Now, the original song also is said to have a truck driver's gear change, which means the last two choruses are one step higher than the previous chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't. I've got to think Weird Al's does that. I'm not quite musical enough to know if that changes.
Bam. Yes.
Bam was also Harvard Crimson's newspaper's one of their top five songs that Weird Al made better.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have to agree with that.
So, yeah, it's a fun little song.
It is. It's very poppy, bubblegummy. Like that's what he wanted to do. That's what he did. Yeah. I just remember when it came out, I enjoyed it.
It feels stupid fun, kind of.
Yes.
Like amusing, but stupid fun. You know, mm-hmm. You're not deep. There's no deeper thing. There's
no.
There's no real Yankovic twist there halfway through where you're like, ooh, I know what's going on here. No, it's not that.
It's just fun song about meat product.
Well, and if you're wondering about that, Weird Al says, as a vegetarian, I can't say I eat a whole lot of it when in referencing to Spam. So
at the time he recorded, he wasn't a vegetarian yet. I think that came after UHF.
After UHF?
He ate a hot dog during UHF.
Okay. Well, then maybe it was, but this is it wasn't
until
then that people ask him
about
it all the time. You know, it's the same thing with like lasagna and
bologna.
Yeah. You know, same concepts.
Yeah.
Was fun.
That's all you got?
Well, I mean, we'll talk about some lyrics real quick and then we'll do some history on some stuff.
Deep dives into the Spam. All right.
I mean, like, let's talk about lyrics in general. I mean, it's fun.
It sounds like it could be like a Spam commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Not all of it. There's some lines that Spam probably wouldn't want him to say in a commercial.
No. I'm actually surprised they haven't used it as a commercial at some point just because.
Yeah.
Because they get their own joke, kind
right?
of. Right? Yeah, yeah.
I think they have a sense of humor about Spam, you know, meat in a
You've
can. You
got
know,
to, right?
You have to. I mean, they make enough money from Hawaii and, you know, they don't care. So, no, I my favorite lyric, if we can go to that real quick.
Sure.
Mine was, and if there's some left, don't just throw it out. Use it for spackle or bathroom.
Oh,
grout.
That's mine.
It's probably the best lyric in the song.
Well,
so.
Because that whole verse is amazing.
Yeah.
If you need a spoon, keep one around.
Yeah.
Carry a thermos to help wash it down.
Because it's
the weird part of that song, anyways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's so perfect. He does a good job of making it sound like the original, having all that like weird stuff. Like we were talking about subliminal voices in the background.
Yeah.
Ham and pork.
Yeah, I love that. Ham and pork.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, it's a good song.
Have some more.
All the lists. I mean, it's basically white stuff, but with Spam.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like,
exactly.
Sure. It's another food song.
It's baloney. That's same thing. Here's a food, and here's someone who's obsessed with it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the concept.
If only you could talk about a TV show in the middle of it, it would be perfect,
Whoa.
Right? It would be the
I
ultimate.
Know, right?
Is there? I mean, he needs to do like a Master Chef song or something, so that way
there
you
can
do TV and food at the same
Chopped.
Time. Chopped, exactly.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. A food song about TV.
Exactly.
And make it a polka.
Little information about Spam.
Okay.
There's a Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota.
Okay.
Yep. The Spam was originally named by Kenneth Diagnew.
Okay.
Diagneau.
Did
you know? There you go. Did you know?
Yeah.
And it was a contest. And or something.
So what did they ask? What was the question?
Well, they're like, what should we name this meat product?
Okay. So, I mean, that's did they give it to him? Like, here's a can of some
I don't
meat.
Know. And he's never even really officially said why he named it that. A lot of people say that he probably combined spicy and ham together to get Spam.
It's spiced ham.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Spam.
If you've ever wanted to know what the ingredients of Spam are,
do we?
They're pork with ham which I
pork.
Still don't even understand because they're both the same
Not
thing.
Not necessarily.
They're pig.
Yeah, but a ham is like the rump. butt.
It's still, it's
a
pig.
Ham.
It's pig with more pig.
Well, pork is other parts of the pig. Ham is very specific. Pork can be any part of the pig.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So ham is pork.
It's pig.
But pork
and pig.
Is not a ham.
It's pig and pig.
No, I guess it could technically just be called pork, but the ham is like the part of
there
the
you go.
Pig.
See,
it's different.
Oh, the ham makes it fancy, I guess.
Yes, the ham is the pricey part of the pig.
Ham is the thing that makes it go, oh, no, it's not just junk.
It's not just there pork. This is the ham.
You might get a little bit of real cheese in that Velveeta, you know?
There you go.
Salt, water, that's two different things, potato starch, and sodium nitrate to help preserve it.
Well, there you go.
So it's pretty high in sodium, just in case
it is. I realized that when I was eating my Spam burger. Like, that is really salty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. I mean, put some cheese on it.
It's also cooked in its own can.
Eh?
They put the stuff in, they put it in the can, and then it's cooked in its own can.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Exactly.
And then they put the wrapper on, obviously.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Otherwise, it'd be a burnt.
It's made by Hormel. We've all known that. In 1937.
They made all of it that year.
No, yes.
They haven't gone through it yet.
Probably, yeah.
It'll run out in a couple years. They'll make another batch.
It was introduced in World War II, and that's where its popularity spread.
Yep.
But I think it also has like a negative popularity because of that, too. I think a lot of people had to eat it because of World War II.
Right.
And then they didn't like it because of that.
Right.
Unlike things like Coca-Cola, who like bottled their stuff and put it all over World War II, and people came back and loved Coca-Cola.
Right.
The Spam was one of the things that some people fell in love with, but a lot of people, I think, kind of like,
negative.
Oh, I had to eat that. It reminds me of World War II. That's not a good thing,
not
right?
Good. No.
And like you said, Hawaii is, they love their Spam.
Seriously, yeah.
They even have something called Mushubi, which is Spam sushi.
Okay.
Basically, it's rice with a Spam layer and then wrapped in like seaweed or something. That's what it is.
Actually, it doesn't sound bad.
Yeah. Okay. If you say so. They also have the Hawaikiki Spam Jam.
Yeah.
Yep.
Spam Jam.
And in 2017, apparently there was a rush of thefts of Spam, multiple containers of it.
When?
From all in 2017.
Huh.
In Hawaii, people are stealing Spam.
Why? So weird.
It's a mystery.
Maybe there's a golden ticket.
Maybe.
Maybe
you can go to the Willy Spam Wonka. Factory.
Exactly. Woo! Yeah, you can watch the Oompa Loompas make Spam.
Spam.
Oh, wait. The Oompa Loompas are Spam. Oh no.
They take the front half of the pig and the back half of the pig and they push them together.
Oh, gosh.
That's what they do. They just squeeze pigs.
There you go.
Like they have a big...
Oh, God. Hydraulic press. Oh, man.
And that's where he gets the sound effects for Weasel Stomping Day.
Wow, little known facts.
Everything else was true, though.
Yeah.
REM is not, this is not the only time he enjoys a little bit of REM riffing.
Yep.
One of his early Al TVs, he kind of talks over Losing Your Religion.
Yep.
Which was kind of fun.
He has an interview with Michael Stipe as well.
Yeah.
One of the Al TVs.
Yep.
That was a fun one.
And that's where he got the we all have cell phones.
Uh-huh.
So come on, let's get real.
Yes.
And that's a song now that he performs in concert.
We've all got cell phones. Come on.
Let's get real. Yeah. Yeah. I watched several of those. That was fun.
Nice.
Losing Your Religion is also in Poke Your Eyes Out on Off the Deep End.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another, you know, he likes going back to REM.
And
some people say Frank's 2,000-inch TV is an REM feeler.
Weird Al has said
has
that.
Has he? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I did it. That was the first time I'd ever come up with that.
Oh, no. He mentioned that's why he did the song, because I was quoting earlier. He likes the jingle-jangly sound of REM and like the way they have all these weird sounds that he's always wanted to do one like that. And so that's why he did Frank's 2,000-inch TV.
Cool.
It's completely, it was totally
every
REM.
Every once in a while, I get one of these things where somebody will say something and you'll be like, is that a official or is that,
oh, that
just
is
another
official.
Steve doing something, you know what I mean? So that's why I never want to state a fact as if I've not actually confirmed that fact.
Yes, but he has definitely said that, and that is 100% an REM style parody. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I love it. It's one of my top songs. We'll get to that eventually.
But we will.
Oh,
I enjoyed that song.
I
can remember. I have stories.
Yes, me too. That's gonna be a good episode.
Spam also big with Monty Python fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spam. Is that what they're referring to?
Where?
in Monty Python. You just, yeah, obviously referring, because before internet.
Yeah, yeah.
How did it become? How did spam become junk mail?
I believe you've just figured it out.
Because of Monty Python.
Monty Python's they mentioned Monty Python's skit led to the email thing, and and I couldn't find information on that. But in my head, it's somebody goes spam, 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 and it's, and to me, I could see somebody seeing all this junk in their email and go spam, 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 spam.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's how it became.
Okay. I'm not a huge Monty Python person, but do they say somewhere in the spam thing, like, no one likes spam or something like
that?
Yeah,
yeah. Or something. I think
nobody likes spam. I remember hearing that, but I don't know.
Well, it's a combination of that stuff. Okay. I think they went to spam a couple of times in their life, and their Broadway musical is actually called Spam-a-Lot. Yeah. So, fun thing. Another fun fact that nobody cares about. Mm. Hormel released special limited edition versions of Spam when Spam-a-Lot opened in certain cities. So, like, if you want to buy the crusty, smelly old French with garlic Spam, it's even got references to Monty Python on the packaging.
Uh-huh.
You can for like $200.
No, thank you.
No, exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's it?
I think we've spent our spam.
Okay, we're spammed out.
Spammed out. So, you'd
like to email us a lot.
Yes,
exactly. See what I did there? Like, there you go.
We're all Yankovics at gmail.com. We're all Yankovics on Instagram. Uh-huh. And if you'd like to call us and tell us about your favorite spam product,
sure,
give us a call at 302-72-WEIRD.
Spam recipe?
That's 302-72-WEIRD?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, spam recipe for you. You're the one who eats all this stuff. I find it very funny.
You're picky.
I like double stuffed Oreos, but I won't spread it on my toast. Yeah. You know, not really a big fan of Spam.
No.
I used to like lasagna. Bologna when I was a kid. I don't really eat it that much.
Lasagna,
I'm a good fan.
Okay,
big fan of lasagna.
That's the only one you like.
Yeah, you have to do it right, but you need to make it with ricotta cheese, not cream cheese.
Oh, who makes it with cream cheese?
My wife.
What the heck is wrong with her?
I know.
Wow,
it's not the same.
No,
cream cheese is for
bagels.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Absolutely.
Maybe
not.
Maybe a frosting if you're really in a pinch, but buttercream's better anyway.
Exactly.
So.
But no. Why?
I don't know.
No, that's just horribly wrong. Okay, I need to talk to your wife about
Thank
that.
Thank you, please.
Hopefully you've corrected her already.
I have. I think we now do a 50-50 split or something like that. Like, I try. Yeah, I guess she doesn't really like ricotta cheese for some reason, and I don't understand.
You gotta put mozzarella on top of it, so kind of like.
Well, no, you mix the ricotta
with egg.
This is Spam, not the other thing.
We'll get to lasagna eventually.
We could probably.
Wait, we already did lasagna.
You could probably do a lasagna with Spam instead of as the meat.
Yeah, of course you could.
Like a Spam.
Spamzanya.
Well, like a Spam meat sauce. You
Heck
know
yeah. I mean? Spam bolognese.
There you go.
I will do that. I am totally making Spam lasagna and knocking out two Weird Al's. I might add some bologna to it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And crumble some Oreos on top. Ha ha!
You get Oreos as dessert. Oreos as dessert.
Leftovers, I'll make a taco grande.
There you go.
Oh, gosh. Sounds delicious.
Okay. Well,
anyways, on that note.
Thanks.
Did we rate this?
No, we did not.
No.
We almost got through this.
Almost. I was like, wait a minute. We've forgotten something important. Let's rate this one. 1 to 5 pigs.
Pigs. Crushed pigs. Crushed pigs.
Oh, Jesus. Go for it.
I got to do a 3.5.
Okay.
Like, it's good, but it's not one. Because of the song it's based on, it's definitely not a song that you listen to more than a couple of times.
Okay.
Like, I would never listen to this song and go, no, I want to hear that again.
No, probably not. I think I have, though. I remember when it first came out, my first listen to this CD, it was one of my favorites.
That's the question. What are we rating? Rating on when it came out first or now?
Nostalgia now? Like, I remember laughing my butt off when it first came out.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably agree with you. 3.5 it is.
Well, now we're getting boring.
I know. We need to start disagreeing more.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
I hope hopefully you listened on far enough past the normal end of the show to actually hear our ratings.
I know, right? Well, if not, you will never hear this part.
We have a we should talk about Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. Type in "We're All Yankovics." It's a public group. You just ask to join. We'll add everybody. We have conversations about stuff. It's a lot of fun. One of the guys on that, every time we post a song, he's like, "This is the 79th favorite song on my list." And I'm like,
"I don't know if you're being sarcastic or if you really have
that list." I think he's got that list.
Yeah,
because I'm really interested because recently he's been like, "Oh, I should go back and read now that I know the story of that song because of your podcast."
Uh-huh.
I'm going to redo it. So I'm like,
"That's interesting."
You really need to keep track of what they were before you listen to our podcast, and then in 2 years when you're done listening to our podcast, like,
Yeah.
Figure out what's changed. And then there maybe we could even talk, like, send us what's changed the most. Be like, hey, you know, originally Albuquerque was like fourth, but now it's like 27th or something.
Wow, we're going to,
I don't know why
we're going to pan Albuquerque that hard.
No, I know we're not. But you know what I mean? Like, I would love to see how the knowledge and the information that we've given him have really like adjusted his
way. That would be interesting to know.
So yeah. And if you go to that website and start talking, that post on, you know, the thing on Facebook, maybe we'll randomly mention you in one of our podcasts.
For sure. You don't know
his
name.
By name.
No, I can't think of his name either. I want to say it's Michael, but I could be wrong.
I think Mike sounds right too.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not good with names. maybe eventually we'll actually get Twitter going too, but we've kind of slacked on
Twitter,
that.
Twitter. I can never understand Twitter.
Yeah, we might. I've having thoughts about maybe trying to tackle Twitter again. So we might. If you
wanted to do that, go ahead.
I think we might. So stay tuned. We might revitalize our Twitter. Yeah. Wendell Yanko. That's the problem. We have the worst Twitter handle ever for this podcast, and we may need to change that up.
No, it's for the fans, man.
Oh man,
only for
we
the
can't
fans.
Even remember it. It's not even for us. We may need to revisit that. Okay. Anyway, stay tuned to our Facebook page. We may be linking something to Twitter eventually.
Yes, exactly.
I've been thinking about that lately. Anyways, awesome. Weird Al's on Twitter, and I don't know if we can talk to him on Facebook. So I think there's a better chance of reaching out to John and Weird Al on Twitter than there is on Facebook. So anyways, we'll discuss that later, and... Bye-bye. Goodbye.